What's the deal with things like rink rage and what you saw at the soccer games? Why do people fall into this?
You know, I think people get caught up in the moment, and you know, sometimes parents are uneducated of how to get the best out of their own son or daughter. So they get caught up in the playoff games or a close match and tend to bring it out, and that's their release of their frustrations or their excitement, not understanding that they could actually be doing damage to their own son or daughter.
It's not really about the kids, it's about themselves, if I understand.
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, sometimes parents have a hard time not having control of a situation. So that might maybe their release, but what you need to do is understand that, you know, at that moment they're trying to be the best they can be, and, you know, always complimenting the work ethic is the most important and not the outcome. So when you, in terms of praising, it's not the goal that's scored, it is always, you know, you must have worked really hard to get that goal. And I think that's the most important lesson that parents need to understand, so their level of excitement kind of goes down a notch.
So let's say I'm in the stands, and the guy beside me is getting into a fit, yelling and swearing at the refs or one of the kids on the ice. I'm the guy sitting next to him. How can I handle a situation like that? What should I do?
I think it all depends on the situation and who it is afterwards. I think the most important thing is preventing that. So having an understanding within the team concept, the coaches or the managers of the team, if that action happens during their game and they're connected with their team, then they have the consequence to deal with that. I think prevention is the most important. If it's happening at the time, you know, you definitely don't want to start something. You remove yourself from the situation if you can't handle it anymore, which I would do, and then maybe have a discussion with who that person is affiliated with after.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience about this phenomenon?
You know, it's definitely real. It's happening way too young these days. You know, the big thing is communicating and educating parents and coaches the importance of, you know, the kids enjoying the process and being excited to learn more than the reward-based outcomes.